Good morning, Casey Seymour Kim and Tony Estrella.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You both play five different roles over the course of this production. How do you get into character before the show when you're going to be playing so many different people?
The quick and easy answer is I do a lot of stretching. And I think that what we as actors do as heightened storytellers is that we kind of are very good at exploring tension and relaxation, understanding that every character, every person holds tension in their body in a different way. And so we explore that, we get used to that, kind of feel it in our body. And then when it comes time for the shift, we maybe have a brief moment of relaxation where we kind of get a neutral, like a blank canvas, and then put the new tension or the new body of the character in there. So it's really just warming up and kind of, you know, frantically running my lines.
Now you have me thinking about how I need to relax my shoulders.
Yes, oh, yeah. You do. Everyone does.
And one of the characters that you play has the last name of Einstein, and you did some interesting sort of biographical research to get inside the head of this character. Describe a little bit about that.
Well, the thing is, when you portray a person who's a real person, who actually existed, you just wind up doing a lot of research. Now, Evelyn Einstein was the adopted granddaughter of Albert Einstein. So I looked up and found a biography. And she was this really eccentric, probably very smart person who, like, was a medieval studies scholar, apparently a hardcore Star Trek fan, because she only ever wore this maroon shirt that had those little insignias on them. It's a Star Trek insignia. And she was always wearing it. So I was like, ooh, okay, that's something. And she also had a lot of health problems, which would affect how she walked.
Now, Tony Estrella, you play a scientist who also has a sort of a relationship to Einstein in that he steals Einstein's brain after he dies. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of part of the conceit of the play, this idea that maybe if you examine the physical brain, you might understand something about it. Or maybe it's not in the brain at all. Maybe it's personality or memory. After being in this play, do you have an answer to that question?
A little bit of one. Thomas Harvey, one of the characters that I play, was the actual pathologist who did the autopsy on Einstein. And when he did the autopsy, he indeed did steal his brain, and the brain stayed in his possession throughout his life.
What was he looking for? Was he trying to understand where Einstein's genius came from?
Absolutely. He thought that, and it's a great idea, right? It's like, this is the brain. He says in the play, this is the brain of a genius, right? It ought to be studied. We found out that some of that research did prove, to throw some light on what might have been different about Einstein's brain than, you know, most of us normals, you know. But you're only going to find so much from the inanimate object.
Speaking of the physical brain and body, could you maybe give us a demonstration of how you switch from one character to another?
Sure. It's going to be a little bit hard here in the studio, but in the play, what we do, you know, we never leave the stage. The four actors never leave the stage. We're not always in scene. Sometimes we're kind of in counterpoint watching a scene. But sometimes, we have two actors who are in two scenes in a row together, but we're playing completely different characters. One instance is in the last section of our play. I'm playing a character named Anthony. He's a damaged man who was found on the underground, the tube.
And so in London.
In London, yeah. And he is under the care of one of the characters Casey plays, who is a clinical neuropsychologist. And what we learn about Anthony is that he seems to have wiped out his long-term memory. So he confabulates, which means his brain is creating memory, creating a story for himself because he's wiped out his actual story. They don't know where he's from. They don't even know if Anthony has his real name. So that's the first part of that scene. We'll do the end of that and going into when Thomas Harvey, the character we were just talking about, actually finally meets Evelyn Einstein, which actually happened with the brain. This is actually based on true events. He brought the brain to Evelyn.
Let me just quickly explain that I'm speaking with Tony Estrella from the GAM Theater, the GAM Theater's artistic director, and actress Casey Seymour Kim, who are both cast members in the play Incognito.
Have I told you about Deborah?
You have.
Is she on her way, do you think?
No.
I'm starting to get a bit worried about her.
I know.
Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Do you know who said that?
Who?
It's a real honor to make your acquaintance.
Ah, Evelyn, pleased to meet you. Get you fellas a drink?
No, thank you.
All right, then let's talk brains.
You bet.
All right.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. That was incredible. So one of the things I noticed is that, you know, obviously we can hear the accents that are changing, but there's also this physical change that happens where, you know, like your body sort of like opens
it does
up
a different thing,
and
sure.
your face went from scrunched up to being more open more happy looking.
Well, in that respect, the playwright does help us out. Because the characters each have their own cadence and rhythm and tone, but also the scenes are different. The tone of the scene is different. And that definitely helps with the transition between different moments and characters.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you have a different understanding of identity after playing all these different roles, one right after the other?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, doing a lot of the research in this play and thinking about it and becoming more and more fascinated by the workings of the brain. You know, Incognito, the title of the play, refers to the fact, it's actually borrowed from a book by a brain scientist named David Eagleman about how the brain works. And Incognito is the fact that like 90% or more of our brain function is unconscious. So we think we're making choices all the time, and we think everything we're doing is kind of cognitively, it's our volition, when in fact it's...
the brain is just dictating it.
Yeah, and what does your character say at one point? That we're on autopilot.
We're on autopilot, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and so it brings up questions of free will, et cetera. Do we have it at all? Which is probably no.
Well, and the idea that memory is actually what comprises our identity.
Yeah.
That's it. Without memory, we actually are a blank slate.
Yeah.
Tony Estrella, the GAM Theater is getting ready to move out of its longtime home in Pawtucket to a new home in Warwick. Are you sad to be saying goodbye to Pawtucket?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Pawtucket, and I love the city and what it's done. And we've been proud partners with the city and with our neighbors, too. I hope that we've made an important impact on that community. It certainly has made a great impact on us. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, bittersweet, of course. But it really comes down to the fact that, you know, it's a facility issue for us and for a small arts company looking to improve its lot, as it were. And, you know, and when something comes along that is ostensibly already a performance venue, it comes with a lot of those things that would just be beyond our resources to build new or to have a major renovation for. So we're quite lucky that this opportunity came up.
And you're moving to the former home of the Ocean State Theater, which unfortunately went under recently.
Right.
Are you concerned at all that that could be an issue for the GAM in this move?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, arts organizations are always, you know, we're always out there struggling to figure out how to make it work.
Well, Tony Estrella, artistic director from the GAM Theater, and Casey Seymour Kim, both cast members of the play Incognito at the GAM, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about your play.
Thank you.